No matter what he says, you can't say something like that.
Yeah, fine. Okay, Rabosai. We started the Mishnah. Let's go over the Mishnah again. Yerech shen is bashel bagid hanoshe. And the question that we want to raise, we spoke about it, but let's look at it head on. What's the relationship between the Yerech and the Gid? Are these min b'mino or min b'sheino mino? Which means, how do we compare, how do we contrast the Yerech with the Gid, the Tam HaYerech with the Tam HaGid? Do we view the Gid, as the Ravid would have it, as Basar? In other words, it has the same Tam as Basar, so we have as the Yerech. In other words, the Yerech is Basar and the Gid is Basar. If we assume that Yesh Begin Benosein Tam, so what Tam does the Gid have? It's part of the animal and therefore it's Basar. And then we're dealing with the case of Min Bimino, according to the Ravid. That's one way of learning the Mishnah. However, the other way is learning the Mishnah is to say that the Mishnah is not talking about Min Bimino, but rather min b'sheino mino. It means that the gid has one tam, and the basar has a different tam. And that seems to be the approach of most of the Rishonim that we know of, whether it's Rashi, the Rambam, whether it's Tosis, that we're dealing not like the Ravid, but min b'sheino mino.
Metzius was. Why would you think that way? Isn't the whole cow
that
says the same
time? I don't know. I'm not sure.
That's a different thing. That's the Yishpatam and not Yishpatam.
Right.
But assuming at this point that it has a tam, the Gemara, the Mishnah assumes that there is a tam.
Right. That itself is a machlokas tanoim, where the Yesh begin benosin tam or not. That's the first half of this parakeet anoshe. So we're not going to learn that, but we're going to assume, as the Gemara tells us on Peites, that our Mishnah here on Tzadi Zayin, Tzadi Vav Beis, reflects the Shita that Yesh Begin B'no Saint Tam, but the Gemara doesn't spell out exactly what that Tam is. And that confusion led to the Machlokas Rishonim here about whether we're dealing with Min B'mino or Min B'sheino Mino.
Why would we assume otherwise? Why would they come to the Rishonim?
I mean, what is your problem with that? I mean, you never tasted different parts of meat that taste different.
So you're going to tell me that every part of the cow is going to be taste different?
Some do. Tongue tastes different.
Maybe it does. Tongue tastes different.
Is that what the Gemara means when it talks about tongue? If you took a tongue and you cooked it with a brisket,
well, let's talk in terms of Tumas Nevela, for example. Is the Gid Metame Tumas Nevela? According to the Man Yomar, says Yesh Begin Beno Saint Tam. If you're assuming that the Gid is Basar, then no different than the rest of the Nevela, it's Makabal Tumas Nevela, which is a Tumas Masa and so forth. If on the other hand, you hold that even if Gidin, Yesh Begin Beno Saint Tam, but it's not Basar, it's Betar's Gid, I mean Gidin and Tlofim and Atzomas have a whole different din in Tumas Vitara. So again, when we deal with this, with the question of tam, we're dealing with categories. You know, we're not dealing with what you and I would talk about in terms of tam.
Okay,
I think that what we should do now, only because our time is precious, is just see if we can come back to these issues again. You know, we can always have to revisit them. My goal is to sort of get a jump start. You know, let's you know, when you have a car, that sometimes you have to jump start it. You know, just to get moving. And many of the questions that are going to flood our mind are going to come up later on. It's, you know, the limit of Tarovis is such that you really have to know everything till you know anything. So we have to really we have to go through it once and then try to go through it a second time. In any event, when we look at Rashi, Dibra Maschil Kibosar Bolefes, we are tempted to derive the conclusion that Rashi is of the opinion that Gid, although it gives tam in the Erech and the Basar, is not the same identical tam as the Basar. That Gid somehow is a different entity. It's not the Basar. Even if I hold Yesh Begid and Benosit tam. From whence do I derive this conclusion? Rashi has a phrase here that has to be emphasized. Rashi says, Roim ki'ilu ayerech liftos vagid basar. So we're going to look at the gid as basar, giving tam into a lefes, into a yerech, a vegetable. Ve'ilu hayenosein tam basar kishir agid beleftos hayerech asur. And if we take this gid and given its, let's say, its volume, it would normally, as a piece of basar, give a tam basar in the lefes, then in such a case, the yerech is asur. That's not the part of Rashi that I want to call your attention to. But the next part of Rashi is very fascinating. Rashi says, the shiurim halach l'moshe misinai ugmiri debahachi misharina. Rashi says that this halacha of Misharinon that we evaluate kibasar belefes is a hilchas agmiralon. Now the problem is as follows. If we assume for a moment that basar, in this case yerech, and gid are min bimino, which means they have the same tam, then Rashi seems to be off kilter over here. And I'll tell you why. We have a principle with regard to min bimino that min bimino is batel berov.
Midorais.
Excellent. That means that the Torah says that since there's no difference in tam over here, we could apply the principle of rov. Even when you have two foodstuffs, min bimino, that were cooked together or mixed together in a way that they're inseparable, nevertheless the Torah says, which was the rov? Now, if min bimino is batel berov, then this halacha of kiyefes, kibasar belefes could not possibly be doraisa. And if Rashi is quoting a halacha l'moshe misinai, which is a doraisa, how could that possibly apply to a case where we have rov, in other words, the size, shall we say, the volume of the yerech is larger than that of the gid. And on a deraisa level, there's no question about it, the yerech is muta because it's min bimino. Narvas Rashi says, Misharina and kibasa belefes, we're not going to rely on rov. So if Rashi's talking about a derabanan nicha, we find that even though on the Torah level, min bimino is batel berov, but nevertheless the chachamim required shishim. That could be possible. But now that Rashi quotes halacha l'moshe misinai, meaning that this requirement of kibasa belefes is the oraisa, then it must be that Rashi, first we'll go in the negative and then the positive, could not be talking about what?
Min
b'mino. He would have to be talking about min b'she'eno mino. Now what's min b'she'eno mino? Min b'she'eno mino means that the tam from one min penetrates into the other min. And if one min is Iser and the other min is Heter, then the tam or Iser enters into the tam, it takes over the Heter and makes it into tam, a tam Iser. Now here we get into another issue, which I'll come back to. I know it's a very complicated issue. It's called tam ki ikar. Whether or not tam ki ikar, let's assume, again, this is not fair what I'm telling you now, but let's assume that tam ki ikar is d'oraisa. That means the Torah sees that a piece of heter, which is perfectly mutter, but yet it has the tam iser in it, the Torah asks that piece. Why? Because that's the time of Yisrael. In a case of min bimino, there's no transference, no transferal of time from the Yisrael to the Heter, because it's all the same time. However, in the case of min b'sheino mino, we have a shifting of the time from the Yisrael over to the Heter through the cooking process. And the Torah itself says that now the Heter is carrying within it the time of the Yisrael. That prohibits the Heter. Unless you apply the principle of bittul. Here's where Rashi makes a lot of sense. If I postulate that Gid and Yerech are min b'she'eno mino, which means that if tam ki ikar, I can no longer apply the principle of rov, of bittul b'rov, which means that I have to somehow apply a new principle, a new concept called bittul tam. If I'm applying the halach of bittul tam, which means that the tam somehow is lost, so the tam of Isur, because it's so overwhelmed by the tam of heter, it's not murgash, so to speak, it's not felt in the heter, and therefore when I eat the heter, I'm eating pure heter. That kind of halach of bittul needs a shiur. Shiur means you got to give me some sort of ratio. Tell me, you know, at what point do we say that the Isur is so powerful vis-a-vis the Heter that now the Tam of Isur is transferred over to the Heter? Or the other way around, at what point do we say, well, the Tam of Isur relative to the Heter is so insignificant that there was no transference? I don't know what the word is, transferal or transference? Transference. Okay, we'll try transference. Transference of the Tam of Isur into the Heter. That's where Rashi introduces the halacha. The halacha l'moshe mi-sinai of what? Of misharinon kibbasar v'lefes. Whatever that means, you know, we'll have to talk about that. But that the Torah itself requires misharinon. Again, if it would have been like the Ravid has it, that the time of the of Gid is tam basar, which means that the tarovis of Yerech and Gid is min b'mino, then the Torah would say it's batul b'rov. And there would be no need for this halacha of Misharina and Kibbasa Belefes, and Rashi is going to, and the Ravid, excuse me, is going to insist that Kibbasa Belefes is a Darabana. But if we assume, as Rashi, that Kibbasa Belefes is a Doraisa, the Torah is not going to allow you to eat this Yerech unless the ratio, you know, the relationship between the Gid and the Yerech is such that the Gid is insignificant, and that's what the Torah is going to give us the guidelines, how to figure out at what point we can say that the relationship between the Gid and the Yerech is like David and Goliath. In other words, it's very insignificant. That makes sense if Rashi holds that Gid and Yerech is what? Min v'sheinu mino. Good? Because min v'sheinu mino means that the transference of time, and therefore we have to get rid of that time. And we can only get rid of that time if we can demonstrate that the time is insignificant, that Iser is insignificant in relationship to the Heter. And that requires what we call l'sharinon, meaning to evaluate. And here the Torah gave us this method of evaluation that's called kibbasa b'lefes. Okay?
Isn't that Mishnah dealing with their bones? I mean, next case, Mishnah, we're not giving them a makir. This is called, but it's all
and that's why Rashi drops the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. We're going to have to be very careful about this. Whereas Rashi opens up our discussion of Yerech Shenis Bashel Gid with the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, etc., etc. From now on, Rashi gives you the impression that we're no longer in that territory of Hilchasa Gemirulon, which means that when we get to the case of Gidin Begidin or Gid Begidin, then we're already dealing with the Darabanan Halacha. And that's going to be the case of Min Bimino, which is Batel Barov. So there's no reason to even blink about the possibility of there being an Iser in the other Gidin, because the Torah says, Achri Rabam Lahatos, we can just completely null and void this, the original Gid Anosh, because the other Gidin are all Heter, and it's Batel Barov. But Rashi says that the Chachamim required, even in Min Bimino, some sort of what? Shiur. And what's that Shiur called? Shishim. Interesting that Rashi does not use the term Kibbasa B'lefes. And the answer is that Rashi holds impossible left is the Doraisa halacha, and that would only apply in a mixture of min b'sheino mino, which is gid b'yerech, correct? Gid b'yerech. So again, if you're summarizing what we're saying in just one simple paragraph, Rashi's approach to that Mishnah is that there's a fundamental difference between the Reisha and what I call the Sefer. It's not really the Sefer because the Mishnah goes on and on, but we'll call it the Sefer. In the Reisha, we're dealing with min b'sheino mino, and since we're dealing with min b'sheino mino, we need on a Doraisa level to get rid of that tam. And for that we need Misharinon Kibbasim Alefmas, which Rashi identifies as Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. In the Seifa, however, we're dealing with Gid Beginin, and there clearly, this you can't contest, it's Min Bimino, which Midoraisa is Batel Berov, and if there's no reason to even, on a Doraisa level, to even blink and even suspect that maybe the other Gidnil are Osler, there's no reason for that. Because Achiram Lahatas, the Torah says, rely on Rov. Hello, what we have a Darabanan, and here Rashi drops the whole discussion of Hilchos Gemirlan, and he says v'shiarua b'shishim. Right, what's the language of Rashi? Shiarua b'shishim, which means they. Who's the they over here? When they the Rabbanan, the Chachamim came up with shishim. The Torah had a different standard. The Torah's standard was kibbasa b'lefes, and that's okay. Hilchos Gemirlan. The Rabbanan came up with the concept of shishim. When we're dealing with min b'sheino mino, we need a doraisa. Rashi says we have to come on to kibbasa b'lefes. When we come to a Rabbanan, in the case of min b'mino, which is gid b'gid, which midoraisa is bata b'rov, and the Rabbanan are the ones who are going to require a shiur, they're not going to rely on the doraisa of bita b'rov. Then the Rabbanan came up with this concept of shiur. So I would add one word to Rashi, I don't mean this literally, but just for clarification purposes, that when Rashi says at the end of Benosein Tam, Rashi says, shiarua b'shishim, I would say, chachamim shiarua b'shishim. Because here we're talking about a case of min b'mino, and in min b'mino, what we're going to do is, we're going to not rely on the doraisa halach of bitul b'rov, we're going to require bitul b'shishim, and that's only a derabbanan. Rabosa, what I'd like to discuss with you is something that we began, but we really didn't complete it. And that is the question of kedei klipa. What's kedei klipa? So if you look at Tosfos, Divrei Maschil Im, says Tosfos, lav begid l'chudei misharina. It's not enough to determine the volume of the gid and then set up your relationship to the erech. Why? Debichdei klipa shesvivav misayel legid lesser. The kedei klipa, which is surrounding the gid, obviously it's part of the erech, but it's that part of the erech that's literally attached to the gid, that part is asur. And if that part is asur, then when you determine iser versus heter to make a shiur, and you want to figure out whether you have shishim or not, so you want to establish a ratio between the iser and the heter, well, the iser is not just the gid. Says Tosfos, I'll have you know that there's also an addendum to the gid that is also iser, and that's called kedei klipa. And that has to do with the sugya that we're going to get up to very shortly in the Gemara called Tzli. Meaning, the Gemara makes a fundamental distinction between Bishul and Tzliya. In the case of Bishul, we're going to need Shishim. In the case of Tzli, we don't need Shishim. Meaning, if you have two things that are, let's say, sitting in a hot pan, and they're being roasted together, they don't get mixed up. Again, I'm just giving it to you as I would give it to a fourth grader. Let's just say it in a childish, simple, naive way. When you have Bishul, everything gets mixed together. And therefore, the issue here is between the Iser and the Heter. Right? The Iser and the Heter. In the case of Tzli, there's a Kula and a Chum. The Kula is that it's not all mixed up. You have two hot things that are frying in a pan, for argument's sake. Let's say there's no liquids. Again, it gets complicated if they're liquids, because then you don't know how to set up the boundaries between Tzliya and Bishul. But let's say two hot things are sitting in a pan, and they touch each other. So in that case, since they're not all cooking together, you don't require shishim in the heter against the isur. That's the kula, that's the good news. The bad news is that there's something that's definitely, absolutely awesome. And that's called kidei klipa. Kidei klipa means the area where there was a negia, there was a contact between the isur and the heter and tzliya, that area requires klipa. So let's say if this is the heter, I'm going to have to remove an entire strip called kidei klipa. That became awesome through the negia. It's interesting because in Bishul you don't have that problem. Because in Bishul, since everything is together, so if the Tama Iser is mispashet, it spreads out through the entire cooking, the entire Tavshil, then nothing becomes awesome. You can eat the whole thing. But in Sli, on the one hand, in so far as if I don't have Shishim in the Heter against the Iser, I can still be Matir everything, but everything minus the Kedei Klipa. Now Tosus introduces another principle, and that's called Moliach Harehu Kiroseach. That when you salt something, through the salting process, it's considered like Sli, it's Kiroseach, it's as if it's heated up. Now, let's introduce a third principle. When a person wants to cook a geshechted animal, in other words, you shechted an animal, now you want to cook it. Okay, you want to make yourself a cooked meat. What do you want to call it?
Stew.
You want to call it a stew. Excellent. So you have a problem. Why do you have a problem? Why can't you just shecht an animal and cook it?
Blood.
You have dam. So in order to cook an animal, the flesh of an animal, we need first to do maliach. Malicha. Again, in the case of Tzli, you don't need Malicha. But in the case of Bishul, you need Malicha. We're talking, if we learn the Mishnah literally, again, that's going to be an issue. But if we translate the Mishnah literally, we're talking about a case of Bishul. If the case of Bishul, then there's nothing to talk about. You want to be Mata the Erech. You can only be Mata the Erech if you assume that what took place before the Bishul. Malicha. No, if Malicha took place before the Bishul, Malicha has the same din, the same status as Tzli, it's Harehu Kiroseach. Therefore, ipso facto, even before I blink, I have to asa the Kedei Klipa. What does that mean? That the section that's closest to the Gid in the Yerech, but it's Kedei Klipa, it's that amount of a Klipa's worth of the Yerech, that surrounds the Gid, that itself automatically becomes Asur Midin Maliach. That's even before he cooks the whole thing. Now he goes ahead, and after he does the Malicha, he removed all the Daham, but nevertheless, what he didn't do is remove the Gid, so the Gid now, through the process of Maliach Harei Kurosech, is giving Tam into the Erech. How far is that Tam going to go before he cooks it? Only up to Kedei Klipa. Okay, so now there's a Tam of Gid Anosha. Again, we're holding Yesh Begin Menose Tam. So there's a Tam of Gid Anosha in the Kedei Klipa of the Yerech, even before he cooks them together. Meaning, if he wouldn't have cooked them together, let's say the man wants to eat raw meat. You know, today, I mean, they have all sorts of crazy things, sushis and whatnot. So he wants to eat raw meat. He can eat the Yerech raw as soon as he removes the Gid, but he has one problem. There's one part he can't eat, and that's the Kedei Klipa. So the Kedei Klipa, which has a Tam of Basar in it, it's like the Yerech, is Asur Midin Tam Gid. Why is it Midin Tam Gid? That's called Moliach Harehu Kiroseach. That's called Tzli. Tzli facilitates a penetration of the Tam of the Iser into the Heter, just through Tzli, in this case through Malicha, up to Kedei Klipa. Now I've got a Kedei Klipa that's Asur B'Torah's Tam Gid Anosha. Right? In other words, it's the Gid Anosha engenders an Iser in Kedei Klipa, but the Basar of the Yerech itself has which Tam? Again, let's assume like Rashi. Rashi holds, as we said before, that Gid and Yerech are two different Tam. Correct? It's Min V'Sheino Mino. Otherwise, as we said before, why would Rashi require Aloch L'Mosh M'Sinai to be Matavit Midaraisin's Batu Merov? The answer is it's not Min V'Mino, it's Min V'Sheino Mino. So there's Gid and Basan. Those are two separate entities and two separate Tamim. However, the Kedei Klipa, which now is a part of the Yerech that's Asur, has the Tam of the Yerech, and Tosis says since it has, even though as far as Tam is concerned, it's considered Basar, it's considered Yerech, it's Asur Midin, Kedei Klipa of Gid, And now, when we decide to be Mishayer the Heter against the Isur, we can't use the entire Yerech. We can only use the entire Yerech minus the Ktei Klipa, because the Ktei Klipa itself is awesome. Just one second. Comes along the Chavas Das. He was the Nesivus. He wrote many Svarim. He was a prolific writer. And one of his Svarim is dedicated to Yoredeya, to these dinim of Taroves, and it's called Chavas Das. And he claims that this Tosfos is a proof to the Isur V'Heter. The Isur V'Heter, who lived 5 centuries ago, has a radical revolution that is going to, shall I say, reverberate throughout all the dinim of Taroves. And we might as well get it straight here, because according to the Chavas Das, the Isur V'Heter derived it from our Mishnah. What was the breakthrough of the Isur V'Heter? He wanted to suggest the following. When you have two things that have the same time, then they can join forces against something else that has a different time. Correct? Right? That, again, we didn't get to the breakthrough yet of the Isur V'Heter, but just to give the background of the Isur V'Heter, what do we know intuitively before the Isur V'Heter came along with his revolution? What we know is that when you're talking about Bittul and you're evaluating the ratio between the Heter and the Isur, then if two things have a different time, then it makes sense to talk about Bittul. There's a clash. There's a frontal confrontation. That's called two time. But if two things have the same time, then the whole concept of being Mishayer, this time against that time, make no sense, because the two things have the identical time. So the Isur V'Heter asks himself the following question. Since the Kedei Klipa that surrounds the Gid is Yerech, and it has the time of Yerech, then the Kedei Klipa should integrate into the Yerech to be Mavatel, the Gid. Again, watch this. If we assume, like Rashi, that Gid has one time and Yerech has another time, and the premise is that in order to set a Bittul, what we do is we join all the forces of time A against the forces of time B, because they have different forces, and they're battling in the stage of time, which time is going to reign supreme. Then if you have two things with the same time, in this case, you have the Kedei Klipa, which is Yerech, and the rest of the Yerech, which is Yerech. It's all Basa V'Basa. There's no Gid here. Therefore, they should join together to be Mavatel the Gid. You'll ask me the following question. But what's the status of the Kedei Klipa? It's Asur. Says the Isur V'Heter, it shouldn't make any difference. Again, why doesn't it make any difference if the Kedei Klipa is Asur? Because if you have two different Isurim, and they both share the same time, they will join together against the Heter. In other words, when you're talking about time, and you're weighing in the ratios, the proportions, the time of this with the time of that, it doesn't matter one iota whether it's Asur or it's Mutter. It all boils down to whether it has the same time or a different time. Because again, the battlefield in Hilchas Bittul is always in time, one time against the other time. Now wait, just one second, I did that as a punchline. Comes along the Isur V'Heter, and he says the following. You know what determines Bittul? Not time, but the Shem Isur. If two things have the same Shem Isur, again, if they have two different Shemos of Isur, that's a whole different problem. Let's say you have Yayin Nesech with Orla, Orla is from grapes, and you squeeze the grape juice from Orla, and you have Yayin Nesech, and you mix them together, and they have two different Shemos of Isur. If they had two different Tamim, then they would battle each other for Bittul, and one would join up with the Heter in order to be Mevatel Isur, even though they're two Isurim, because they're two different Isurim. But if they are both the same Isur, then despite the fact that they have the same time, they integrate forces, they join forces together to be Mevatel the other time. So it's very fascinating, says the Yisur V'Heter. Although you're ganging up, you're joining up two different entities, which have two different tamim, you can do that because they share the same shemis. In other words, we don't just reduce the issue as we would have done so intuitively to tam, and if we would have said, wait a minute, we should add the Kedei Klipa to the forces of the Yerech, because the Kedei Klipa of the Yerech is Yerech as far as Tam is concerned, and they should join forces to be Mevatel the Gid. Says the Yisavet, we don't say such a thing. And he derives it from here. I can read it to you inside if we have a chance, but just let's understand it outside and then we can read it inside. He says, why does Tosfos add the Kedei Klipa to the Gid in order to get a Shishim in the balance of the Gid against A plus B, Gid plus Kedei Klipa, even though the Kedei Klipa should join up with the Yerech because it has the same Tam as the Yerech, as we discussed at great length. But nevertheless, since the Gid has now, shall we see, what's the word, has contaminated, so to speak, the Kedei Klipa by engendering in the Kedei Klipa shame Iser of what? What's the shame Iser? Gid. Therefore, Gid plus Gid, again, even though one Gid is Basar, the other Gid is a separate Tam, Gid plus Gid in Hilchas Isurim, now joined together, join forces to be Mavatel, to be Mavatel, the balance of the
Gid. It doesn't say that at all. I was following along, but I thought maybe because it was also a different process, the fact that it was Licha, or Losa, as we say, also has a stronger power than the Bishop. But
I don't know. I don't know. Let me just read to you the language of the Chavos Das, okay? And just hang in there for just one more minute. Okay. He says, "Ubeinyan shnei isurim mishem echad v'ein tamam shove kosav ha'isur v'heter shemitztarfin v'ein ha'mevatlim zetze." Again, isur echad. Tamim Enom Shove. Ain Tamim Shove. Says the Yisavet of Arayalazer, how do we establish this breakthrough of the Isavaheta, the two things with the same Tam are separated because one of them has the same Iser of the Iser, and therefore it's Mitztarif with the Iser, even though it has a different Tam than the Iser? Mi Divrei HaTosfos B'chul Daf Tzadivam Amid Beis. Dibra maschil im yeshba b'no same tam. That's how it toasts. Shekosvu debeinon shishim kenegad klipa samuch legid. Says the Chavos Das, vi afal gav de gidu basar ein tamon shove. How does the Chavos Das know that the gid and the bus are two different tamim? Domavua barashi sham de midaraisa beinon shishim. He's referring to kibasar belefes. Halach the Moshe B'Sinai. Alma di ain't tam shavit. And here I did a footnote. Because if they were tam and shavit, it would be min b'mino, and midaraisa b'bata b'rov, there would be no need for a shir b'shishim. Im kain, hagid v'aklip v'akdei klipa is yevatlu zed zeh. Why is it that the kdei klipa and the gid are on the same team? They should be on opposite teams. Yevatlu zed zeh, because ein tamam shove. The battle of Mishairin and Beshishim of Vos Belefes is always going to be one tam against the other. Since the Kedei Klipa has a tam of Yerech, Ela Vadai, he says the answer must be Kevan de Shem Echad shel Iser hu. Because what's the Shem Iser of the Kedei Klipa? Gid is therefore aim of Vatlin Zed Zed Elements Tarfin Li Isur. That's the language of the Chavos Das. I'm nispoiled from this. You know, it's
it doesn't make sense. Tosfos doesn't say that at all. Tosfos very clearly says that you have to have Malicha. And what does Malicha do? Malicha allows the absorption of the tam from the gid into the klipa.
Right.
So now the klipa and the gid have the same tam. So that's not what that's what Tosfos is saying. That's not what the Yisrael.
No, when you mix min b'sheino mino, and let's say it's not batal, right? It doesn't mean that all of a sudden it becomes min b'mino. Because min b'sheino mino always remains min b'sheino mino. There's a separate halach that the Torah says that if you have heter that's carrying the tam of an isur, then it's aser. But if you talk about the essential tam, it always remains the same. Meaning, the klipa is always basar. If it turns into gid, you know, that's going to be a certain issue that Tosfos is going to pick up later on about chaticha nasis levela b'shari surim. You know, as far as the din of how you evaluate shishim. But one thing is clear, that although the yerech as heter is now through malicha carrying in it, you know, it's infected by the iser of gid. Did I say that right? Yeah. The klipa of the yerech, I meant to say. I don't know what I said. The klipa of the yerech is now infected by the tam. It's like a magical touch that's called nesinas tam, tam ki ikar. Tam ki ikar means that when you mix heter and iser, the iser touches the heter. And if the tam could be nirgash, therefore it changes the status of the heter and transforms it into iser.
So therefore the klipa, since you say tam ki ikar, and that means that the tam of the gid is fully infused into the klipa, and therefore now we're talking about one iser. They're both the same iser.
That's what the Isser Veheter wants to derive from this Tosfos, according to the Chavastaz, yeah. That if you have two things that share the same Isser, even though they have different tamim, we can be mitzarif them to be for the sake of it.
But they don't have different tamim. He's saying they have different tamim, but the Tosfos
says it's like they have the same tam. What makes it like they have the same tam? The fact that they carry the same Isser. In other words, you and I would have asked the following question. How do we view something that became Asur in a Tarobas? Do we say that it's Asur and that's it? Or do we say that somehow it converts itself into a different tam magically? And the nafkamina is going to be how you Meshayer Shishim. What the Isser Veheter is saying is that once there's a process of Isser, and Isser A now penetrates into Isser B, and passes it, then B, even though in and of itself essentially is a different entity, it's a different tam, but now since it's carrying that tam and it has the same shame Isur, it's mitztaref to that Isur through the halacha of shame echad.
But I thought we were saying
the key that, here is shame echad.
Yeah, I know, but I thought we were saying that batul b'shishim, that the reason it's batul b'shishim, the Torah says, from a Torah standpoint, forget about the Rabbana now, right now, that the Torah says that it defines as whether the tam is become ikar or it doesn't become ikar by whether it's less or more than shishim.
No, but Alan, when you say ikar, be careful about that word ikar. Ikar means it generates an isur. That's what ikar means. You know, you don't change since it's nirgash. You know, there's some sort of hargasha. Therefore, it carries the shame isur. But essentially, in and of itself, it's obviously a different min. And in case of min b'sheino mino,
take it the other way around. Let's so we don't get tied up in tam ki ikar. Take it the other way around. Of what it's mabatel when it's more than is echad b'shishim, it's batel. How is it batel? It's batel because the Torah says that there's no tam that is discernible from a Torah standpoint. You can get 30 chefs to come and say, I taste the difference. The Torah tells you it's gone. When it's less than one.
Oh, you're talking about kfeila now? When you say
yeah.
So let me ask you a question, Alan.
Yeah.
How do you know, you know, from the perspective of the Isser Veheter, who says that it all depends on the shame isur, and when you mishar b'shishim, you can take two things that have different tamim, and since they share the same shame isur, they join together for bittul purposes. How do you know the kfeila? You know, when we're talking about shame isur, how do you know the kfeila should? What's the source for kfeila? Does anybody know what the source for kfeila is?
I don't know the source.
So let's take again, there's so much to do here, but let's take a minute of time to take a look at the source of kfeila, okay? We're going to take a look now on Daf Sadi Zayin Omid Aleph. The Gemara says the following in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, two lines before the end of the page. Samchinan akfela. And the Gemara says, you know what? If you somech on akfela, so why do you need bittul b'shishim? You know, why just ask the kfela? So the Gemara says, Omar Rava, Omar Rabbanan b'taima, the Omar Rabbanan b'kfela. Meaning sometimes we're going to have to be Mashiach in Shishim and figure out the ratio. And sometimes we're going to rely on a kfela. How so?
We're talking about Shishim Rabbanan now.
Oh, so let's see. This is what the Gemara is going to answer, is going to analyze. Okay, the Gemara says the following. Did I skip something here? Let me read it again. I'm sorry. Amor Rabbanan b'taima, v'amor Rabbanan b'kfela, v'amor Rabbanan b'shishim. Okay. So Gemara says Hilkach. B'she'eno mino, which means that let's say you have something that's heter v'heter for a coin. For Yisrael, it would be had to be Yisrael. Let's say Truma gets mixed up with Chulun, right? So in such a case, what we're going to do is we're going to have the Kohen taste it. And if the Kohen tastes the Truma, then the Yisrael cannot eat it. Okay, that's called B'she'eino Mino Deheter. Okay. Now what does it mean, B'taima? Which means that we're going to try to taste it, but we can't give it to Yisrael to taste. We have to give it to a Kfela. D'Isura. Right, you have two different foodstuffs that get mixed up, and one of them is awesome. So what do you do in that case? Bikfela. You can't give it to a Kohen to taste because it might be basal chalav or whatever. So what you do is you give it to a Yisrael, you give it to a guy, a kfela. And then you have the case of min b'mino, and in min b'mino, the lekala make him a timer. The kfela can't tell you anything because everything has the same time. Is or inami min b'sheno mino?
Because min b'mino, we know that
the rabbanan requires shishim, correct? Right. So if the rabbanan requires shishim, why not just give it to a kfela? The answer is kfela can't tell you a thing because it's min b'mino. They have the identical min.
Right.
So the Gemara says, or min b'mino disur b'deleka kfela. Let's say there's no kfela around. In all those cases, b'shishim. So then we're Mishayar B'shishim. So let's go back to our Mishnah. Where does Kfela play a role in our Mishnah? How many times does the Mishnah mention the word Kfela? Zero. Why isn't Kfela mentioned in that Mishnah? So if we go to the Sefer, the Mishnah, or the Reish according to the Raif, but we'll get back to the Raif. So if we're learning the Sefer, the Mishnah, it's Gid B'Gid, that's Min B'Mino. Min b'mino is the kfela can't tell me a thing. All the gidden have the same taste. The fact that this gid is also and this gid is hether, that doesn't make any impact on the kfela.
Right.
But let's take a look at the ratio. According to the Ravid, there's no room for kfela in the ratio because gid b'yerech is min b'mino. According to the other Rishonim, Rashi at the head of the list, we're talking in the case of Gid B'Yerech with Min B'Sheino Mino. The Gemara says on Daf Tzadi Zion that Min B'Sheino Mino is B'Kfela, as I state. So why isn't Kfela mentioned here in this Mishnah? So let's just go slowly here. Just 1 second. Okay, so wait a second. See, as I told you many times, you have to know everything to know anything. I don't know everything, believe me. But Rashi is of the opinion, I'll just tell you where the Rashi is. We're not going to go through the Rashi now. If you take a look at Rashi on Daf Tzadi Ches, maybe this could be homework for the next time. Rashi, Dibur Maskil B'Shishim, is on the first of the wide lines of Daf Tzadi Ches. You see at the end of that line, B'shishim, mm-hmm. You may have a samach, but it's B'shishim. Okay, so again, we're looking on Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph, the first of the wide lines at the bottom of the page in Rashi. Okay, so again, we're not going through this Rashi now. You'll have to trust me. Rashi holds that we always need kfela. Meaning, even though we have halach of shishim, again, The question is whether Rashi means it's on a deraisa level, on a derabbanan level. We're going to assume on a deraisa level. Just again, there are many different shitas about this, but let's assume that Rashi's talking about a deraisa level. Rashi says that although shishim might work, but it also might not work. Meaning, we cannot know for sure to rely on shishim. It's a good fallback position if we have no other option. But if we have the option of a kfela, we will not rely on shishim. In other words, we need both kfela and shishim. Rashi, by the way, goes the other way as well. Even if we have kfela, and he tells me he doesn't taste it, Rashi still requires shishim. So Rashi basically, again, this is one of the most profound sugyas in Tarovis, which is way ahead of us. Rashi shita in a nutshell is that in order to be matir, you need two things in a tarovis. You need kfela and you need min and you need shishish. In event that kfela is impossible, for example, min bimino, then we rely on shishish. If on the other hand the kfela is available, okay? Like for example, if let's say you have min b'she'eno mino and we can invite the kfela, then we can still need shishim, says Rashi. But we also need kfela. Okay, again, let's just again, Rabosai, okay. This is way, way ahead of our time. All I'm suggesting is that when Rashi in our Mishnah requires shishim or requires kibbutzable lefes, whatever it have you, Rashi is not addressing the issue of kfela. That Rashi is going to address later on in Daf Tzadi Ches. But Lashitaso, Rashi says that the reason why kfela is not mentioned in that Mishnah, because had the Mishnah mentioned kfela, you would have come to the mistaken conclusion that kfela itself, independent of shishim, would operate and would be sufficient to be matir. True, kfela is a condition, but it's necessary, but it's not sufficient. So we need both kfela and shishim. The Mishnah focuses on shishim. The Gemara later on is going to tell us that we also need kfela. Again, in a case of min b'she'eno mino, we're going to rely on shishim without kfela. But in the ratio which we establish quite clearly, according to Rashi, shita's min b'she'eno mino, we're going to need kfela. And therefore, the Mishnah leaves out kfela. However, Tosas Shita is on Tzadi Ches, that's the last Tosas on Tzadi Ches, that if you have kfela, you don't need shishim. And kfela and shishim are an either or situation, and you can take one and not the other. So all the Achronim now jump on Tosas and they say the following: why does the Mishnah tell us that everything depends upon shishim? Let's take, for example, the ratio of the Mishnah, which is min b'she'eno mino. Correct? So in min b'she'eno mino, you got rid of the gid. Right? I mean, that's a cinch, because it's not gid b'gid, it's gid b'yerech. So just rip out the gid. And can you eat the yerech, or can you not eat the yerech? The answer, according to Tosus, would be, let's give it to a kfela. And let him decide. Again, it's min b'she'eno mino. We proved, if you remember 2 days ago, that Tosfos like Rashi holds that gid b'yerech is min b'she'eno mino. If that be the case, why did the Mishnah not whisper a word about kfela? Because according to Rashi, kfela itself would not be enough. You always need shishim. Rashi has an absolute requirement of shishim. He also has an absolute requirement of kfela. And the Gemara is going to discuss that later on in Tzadi Ches. But Tosus holds that there is no absolute requirement of shishim, so the Achronim are very upset about the fact that the Mishnah didn't mention kfela.
Not so. The Mishnah doesn't mention shishim either. The Mishnah mentions no sin tam. That's all it says.
Right.
And therefore, no sin tam has to be, it could be either shishim or kfela. And it's a proof for Tosus.
So let me just show you a different Tosfos. Again, you got to know everything. Where is it? Take a look on Tzadi Zayin on the base for a minute. Okay. Tosfos Diri Maskel Kol. Tzadi Zayin on the base. Tosfos Diri Maskel Kol. And Tosfos says, now, what's the sugya about over here? The sugya here is about something called Batzal v'kaflut, meaning there are other vegetables. Lefes is not your only candidate vegetable to be Meshayer, Iser, and Heter. Basar b'lefes is one opportunity. There are other opportunities we're going to see in Mirtz Shem the Me'iri that these are very different one from the other. Tosa says, if you drop down a few lines, Tosa says the Gid, he's bothered by the fact that our Mishnah on Sadi Vav Amid Beis doesn't mention the possibility of, for example, Kibasar Bibatzel. Let's assume that Batzel is softer than a Lefes, and therefore it could very well be that requires more than Shishim. Or for example, you take a Kaflut is a more tough kind of vegetable, and there even less than Shishim will be Batzel, because the Tam cannot overcome the Kaflut. So Vus Epis Tos wants to know, why did that Mishnah focus on possible Lefes when there's so many other possibilities? Tosus says, the Gid lo yoiv taima kulo hai. Psh. Mafli. Tosus says that, you know what? In other Isurim, we're going to require 1 against 60. Here, it's less than 1 against 60. And the Mishnah Kibbasar Lefes is a Kula. And what is that Kula based on? Again, I'm talking about Mibishen Umino, on the fact that Gid Anoshe is a weak kind of Iser. Every other Iser is strong, and you're going to require as much as Shishim. In the case of Gid, since, to use Tosa's language, lo yoiv taima kule hai, whatever that means, therefore you don't need Shishim. Less than Shishim is enough to be batel. Which, by the way, would give us another insight as to why Rashi uses kibbasar v'lefes in the Reisha, not in the Seifa. In the Seifa, we're talking about Gid b'Gid, which is Min, b'Mino. Now we're talking about Shishim per Shishim. That's what it is. There's no other possibility. Because, you know, we're not talking about, you know, Tom this and Tom that. I mean, Gid and Gid is always the same Tom. But in the ratio, we're talking about two different Tomim. According to both Rashi and Tosus, it's Min, Bishain, Omino. Tosus wants to know, how are you, Mishire? And Tosus says, we have to insist on something which is a lower standard, a more lenient standard, namely Kibbasar v'Lefes. And the reason for that is because somehow the Gid, unlike Basar, doesn't have, even though again it has its own Tom, because we're holding Yesh Begin B'Nosing Tom, but it's not a Tom Basar, and Einarosing Tom Kuli Hai, it's not such an impressive Tom, and therefore we can reduce the level. You know, I was thinking to myself that perhaps if you hold like Tosus, that the Gid is a little bit weaker, then maybe that could answer the question why Kfela is not mentioned over here. It could be that Enichinami, in general, Kfela would be a reliable source to determine time. But if the Gid Anosh operates with its own, you know, its own physics in terms of how much time it gives or not gives, then maybe the Kfela doesn't feel the time, but there really is time in the Gid. But in any event, Rashi is a lot smoother here, because Rashi holds that you always need to be Mishire, even if the Kfela tells you that he doesn't take the taste. That's true for all Isurim. That has nothing to do with Gid. But Tosus is saying something in Gid.
Yeah,
now, Rabosa, again, I don't know how we're doing on the clock here, and I really didn't even start the Shia today yet. So give me 5 minutes, because I really prepared something for the Shia. I know you think I'm not prepared, right? But I did actually prepare for the Shia. Okay. Here's what I want to know. Let's assume that even though Gid B'Yerech is Min B'Shein Omino, which means that we need Shishim, or whatever the Kibbasar v'Lefes is. Nevertheless, Rashi Shita is that we need Kfela as well, correct? Okay. But Rashi tells me on Daf Tzadiches that if it's E'ef shall make him a timer, let's say, like the case of Min Bimino, the Torah does not require Shishim. Again, I'm using Shishim loosely. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. The Torah does not require Kfela, but rather we fall back on Shishim. I'm reminded of a Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Samaches, a very famous Tosfos that says, Ger Katan, Matbilin osal das bezdin fektosis, but he doesn't have das, and there's no gairus without das. So how can we even gaira katan? Tosis gives his answer, not the answer that he gives in Ksuvis, where he says the whole din of Ger Katan is only Darabanan. Tosis in Sanhedrin says Ger Katan is Dora. He said, how does it work without Das? Tosis says, because this child has no Das, therefore you don't need Das. In other words, when the Torah introduces a condition, a Tanai, when there's a possibility of fulfilling that condition, the Torah insists on that condition. But if there's no possibility to fulfill that condition, so therefore Rashi Shita is that although Te'imas Kfela is a condition, but it's only condition which the Torah requires when it's possible to fulfill that condition. If it's impossible, and I have to assume right now that since Yid, although it has a Tam, but it's a different kind of a Tam, therefore the Kfela would not be able to tell me whether there's Tam Yid in the Erech or not, and therefore we completely waive the requirement of Kfela. Okay, so that's okay. Oh. But nevertheless, here's the question that I want to ask you. The Mishnah says, "Gid anoshesh and isbashel magidin." We're clearly in the safe of gid the gid. There's no possibility of a kfeila because it's min bimino. Bisman shemakiro, which means you have to remove the gid anoshe, that you have to remove. And that's going to be a sugya later on called birya. Birya lo batel. We don't know anything about that. That's on daf kuf. Is what about the gidin? Am I allowed to eat the gidin or not? So the Mishnah says, b'no seng tam. Rashi says, b'sharina b'shishin. Then the Mishnah says, v'im lav. If there's no shishim, no, I'm sorry. If we don't recognize the give, then kulam asurim, right? Because that's what we call yavesh b'yavesh, which means that we don't know which piece is the gid and which piece is not the gid. It's a gid of heter, and therefore the Torah says when it's a birya, it's low batel. And every time I pick out a gid, I have to assume maybe it's the gid. Hanoshe, but Varotev bin no same time. The Rotev, on the other hand, is min b'sheino mino. So as far as the Rotev is concerned, there we're going to be Meshayer b'shishim. Okay? We're going to be Meshayer b'shishim. Okay. Now, what is the shishim here? Shishim against the gid, correct? We're going to have to come up with, in order to be mati, we're going to have to come up with shishim against the gid. Okay? Just 1 second. Against the gid anosh, I mean to say, right? We're going to need shishim and the gid against the gid anosh. Fine.
Not the shishim.
Wait, just 1 minute. I'm sorry, I have to cough this up. Just 1 second. Oh. As far as if there's tam, or is there no tam, right? In the rotev, is there tam or no tam of the gid, hanoshe, in the rotev, is according to Shitas HaTosfos, who would be able to answer that problem? Kfela. Because Tosfos holds that a kfela has an independent heter, an independent reliability. We can rely on a kfela. We don't need shisha. Not like Rashi, correct? Because Rashi says kfela is not reliable. We need kfela. We need kfela plus shisha. But Tosa says that kfela is reliable. and in and of itself could be matir. Oh. So wait a minute. Just now, here's my question to you. Okay, this is the question. If let's say, the Iser v'Heter is right, that the tam of the Kdei Klipa is identical with the tam of the Erech, right? Time of Shavu. But it has the Shem Iser, right? That's what we said in the Iser v'Heter, the Shem Iser of the Gid. Now, what is the Kfela? What is the Kfela going to taste when he tastes the Rotev and he tells you that there's no time of the Gid in the Rotev? Correct? What do you mean there's no time of the Gid in the Rotev? We just said that according to Tosis, you have to be shared not only against the Gid, but also against the Kdei Klipa of the around the Gid, correct? So if I add the Kdei Klipa to the Gid, then that's going to change the entire balance of the Shishim, correct? Because it's not Gid against Shishim, it's Gid plus Kdei Klipa against Shishim. But yet Tosis holds that whenever you require Shishim, you don't need Shishim. What would substitute for Shishim? The Kfela. No, I don't get it. The Kfela is not going to taste the Gid. Why isn't he going to taste the Gid? Because the Kdei Klipa has the Tam of the Yerech. Again, according to the Iser v'Heter, that, right, what's the Chiddush of the Iser v'Heter? That even though the Kdei Klipa has the Tam of the Yerech, nevertheless, it's mitztaref to be mitzshishim with the Gid, because it all has the same Shemisa. That's the din of Kdei Klipa, through the Malicha that we discussed. But now, Tosa says that I can substitute a Kfela, Timas Kfela, for Shishim. But wait a second. The Kfela doesn't know the Iser v'Heter. You know, he's a nice guy, John Paul Jones, but he never met the Iser v'Heter, I don't think. And therefore, he doesn't know that the Kdei Klipa has the same shame isur as the whatchamacallit, as the Gid. He's going to tell you whether he tastes the tam of the Gid in this mixture with the Rotev, but he's not going to be sensitive to the fact that the Kdei Klipa is on the side of the Gid and on its tarfim yachad for the purpose of Shishim. Now, I'm not sure if this is what he has in mind here. I just want to read to you a line from a sefer called Shchitas Chulin. My son-in-law gave me the sefer yesterday. It says, he says the following. He says, Yesh la'ayin imahane klipa, I'm sorry, Yesh la'ayin imahane kfela ala rotev lahatir. He doesn't know if Kfela should be helpful here to be matir.
Which case are you talking about?
I'm saying in the
is it bad?
Right? We have a case of Rotev here, right, in the Mishnah.
You're talking about the Resha, or are you talking about the Sefer?
Well, Rotev is actually in the Sefer, correct?
Yeah, the Rotev is talking about Gidin Begidin.
Yeah, it could, right. So
then the whole thing falls away.
Okay, but what's the status of the Rotev now, correct?
Yeah.
He wants to know, would Kfela help for the Rotev?
No.
It would, because he's going to prove that whenever there's a din of Shishim, Tosis holds that there's a din of Kfela. And here, there's a din of Shishim. Again, the Shishim is going to be Kenegat, according to Tosis, both the Gid and the Kdei Klipa. But be that as it may, if the rule of thumb is, maybe this is an exception to the rule, I don't know, but right now he's assuming the rule of thumb is that whenever you have a din of Shishim, Kfela can substitute for what you call it, for Shishim. And now in the Rotev, which we're certainly talking about Min B'Shein Omino, and therefore B'Nesinas Tam, we can give it to a Kfela and ask him if he tastes the Tam of the Gid. The only problem is that when we Yimashai B'Shishim, the Kdei Klipa is integrated into the Gid. But when you're going to ask the Kfela, he's going to taste it with the Gid and without the Kdei Klipa. So which is it? If we're going to use Shishim, we're going to come to one conclusion in certain cases, because the Kdei Klipa is going to offset the balance here of Shishim, because we're integrating the Kdei Klipa together with the Gid itself. But if you're going to ask the Kfela, he's going to judge it from a whole different perspective, because from his perspective, to what extent did the Gid give Tam into the Rotev, right? In that context, then all the different parts, let's say, okay, Alan wants to go back to the Reisha, let's go back to the Reisha. In the Reisha you have a Yerech, correct? So when you talk about the taste in the Yerech, because again, if we assume that in the Reisha, it's min b'sheino mino, which means according to Tosfos, automatically you activate a kfela. Then if the kfela is activated in the first case of Yerech, then the kfela is going to come to a different conclusion than the shir b'shishim. They're operating in different models.
Kfela can't work there.
Oh, so maybe that's why the Mishnah... Maybe we have a new answer to the question why the Mishnah left out kfela.
It's a min b'nino that can't work by a kfela. The Gid Anoshia with the Kedei Kalip becomes a Chefshir Shal Isser, a Basser. It's a Chefshir Shal Isser. And therefore it's a Min B'mino. And you don't consider the Gid as a separate entity. It's one entity that is now a new Chefshir, but the Chefshir is one of Basser. It's Min B'mino. And a Kfela can't count there. I always understood.
So that's why the Mishnah may have left out Kfela. In other words,
it talks about nosim tam. Nosim tam is understand it in the literal sense. Forget shishim. Forget the. How do you know what nosim tam is? You have to taste it. If you can taste the iser, it's aser. Okay. So I can't taste it because I'm a Jew. So you get a guy to do it.
Right, is the guy going to be able to do it in our Mishnah? That's what I'm asking. Because again, now Tosfos is introducing a whole new element.
In the particular case, in the third case, yeah.
No. I'm trying to focus on the Reisha of the Mishnah of the Kdei Klipa. The Kdei Klipa, says Tosfos, now becomes Isur. But the Tam, says the Isur Vehetar, is the Tam of the Erech.
That's why it's a Mead Benino and a Kfela can't do it.
Oh, so now we have a new answer to the question why the Mishnah and the Reisha completely left out Kfela. You don't need to quote the Tosfos that I quoted to you later on Sadi Zayin Amid Beis, that Tosfos says that Gid Anosh is different and it gives Tam, but we can't taste the Tam, whatever it is. Forget about all that. Now that we have the Tosfos of Kdei Klipa, and Tosfos insists that Kdei Klipa is integrated into the Gid in order to be Mashar B'Shishim, then even though the Tam of the Kdei Klipa remains the Tam of Yerech, that's the whole Shtikl Torah of the Issa V'Hetta, nevertheless it has the same Shem Issa as the Gid. So now I begin to realize that the Kfela has no place over here, because when he tastes this mixture, he tastes the Kdei Klipa as Yerech, and that's not valid. That's a
you have a case where it's a Min B'mina and Min Shebeina Mina.
Right, it's a very complicated case. All right, I don't want to keep you because it's getting a little bit late. I wanted to read to you just his punchline for anybody who wants to stick around. He says the following: L'shitas haTosfos d'samchinan akfela l'chud. Okay, he says vaday dehu adin hacha d'samchinan akfela lahatir rotev. He seems to be totally oblivious to what we spent an hour on here today to try to clarify Tosfos' Shita about Kdei Klipa. Okay, so he assumes that since there's a halacha of no same time in our Mishnah, therefore Kfela automatically is meaningful. That's his assumption, not ours. You know, his mechanics is different. And then he goes on to say, Yesh la'ayin, he wants to know, Imahani Klipa Al Harotev. I'm sorry, I keep making that mistake. Imahani Kfela Al Harotev. In other words, the guy tells you he doesn't taste any taste whatsoever of gid in the rotev. Imahani lahatir gamis hagidin. The Mishnah says that if you get rid of the gid, you can eat the other gidim. And he wants to know if the kfela was toim the rotev. And he tells you that there's no time of gid in the rotev. Can we be matir the gidim?
Or what taste did he taste?
He just tasted the rotev. He gave him a drink of rotev, yeah, and he says, "There's no gid in this rotev."
Well, right? The rotev is cooking in the same thing with the other gidim.
Right. So and he tastes the rotev, and he tells you there's no taste of the gid in the rotev. So he wants to know if he tells you there's no taste of the gid in the rotev, and it's all cooking together, can I therefore rely on the kfela to be matir everything? When I say everything, with the... Wait, just one second. Again, we're going to be matir everything except for the gid anash. That we got rid of, okay? But we want to be matir... The Mishnah's language is that the Harotev ben Osein Tam, correct? He wants to be Mechadesh, that since Tosas Hashita is, that Kfela, whenever you require Nesinas Tam, is a Matir, can that Matir extend from the Rotev to incorporate even what? Even the Gidim.
Could we stop for one second? Because when you have just Gid Begidim, there's Gidim with Gidim, we say you can't tell the taste, that there's no difference in the taste between the Gid Anoshe and all the other Gidim, right? Okay, so now you're going to get a sample of the Reuter. There's, unless you say there was also Yerach in there, there's nothing for him to taste. All Gidim.
So Rabosai, what do you see from this?
I see from this that he has must have been also had the...
How does he understand Kfela? Not the way we understood Kfela. We understood Kfela to mean that the kfela tastes, he tells you there's no time, and therefore pidin, there's no time. Gandik, finito, we're okay. That's not the way he's understanding it. He wants to use the kfela to be matir, not only the rotev, but he wants to be matir, even the other gidin. In other words, Rabosai, you understand what he is saying is an unbelievable chiddush. He's saying that when Tosfos says that kfela is independent of shishim, Tosfos means that it's an absolute rule that kfela replaces shishim. Again, if you hold like, one second, if you hold like Rashi holds that kfela could never replace shishim. So I need kfela and I need shishim. But since Tosfos says that kfela could replace shishim, and now with regard to all the other gidin, I can only be matir the gidin with Nesinas Tam. Obviously, if we give the gid to the kfela, that's meaningless. That's already min bimino. But he claims that once I can give the rotev to the kfela, and the kfela tells me that it's mutter. I mean, he doesn't use that language, the kfela, right? He doesn't know, because the whole thing is mesiach lefitumo. He doesn't know why he's tasting it, right? But once he does so, then this entire taroves is classified as ein nesinas tam. The kfela is not just telling me the way you and I understood it, that there's no nesinas tam because I didn't taste it. That's not what he's saying. He is saying, and we have to really analyze this, take it under advisement, that when the kfela says what he says, then alpidin is no nesinas tam, meaning the kfela has the power to be matir taroves, the same way that shishim has a to be matir taroves, and therefore he's claiming that since, according to Tosis, there's no question that the kfela could be matir what? The rotev, that's less mandapolig, on that there's no question. He says, memela, that heter is chal on the ganze taroves, and therefore I don't need shishim.
Of course. That's obvious.
Obvious. The Mishnah doesn't even read the word about kfela.
The same term. No same time. And that's a kfela can do if he's going
to... Well, let's take a quick vote over here. No. I'm just curious. No, what intuitively? Give me a knee-jerk response. What I'm reading here in this Sefer, which I got from my son-in-law... I have to pay him for it, I think. But he said it's a gift. But is this intuitively correct? The rabbi is saying that that's what it says in the Mishnah. When I read this, I wanted to rip it up to shreds. You know, if you always have the rugged shovel, you know, what about the other side of the page, right? But seriously.
In the case of Makirna and Makirna.
It's got to be a case of Makirna. Because he wants to be matir.
They says no same time by what's left and the rotev.
Mm-hmm. No, but again, if you don't introduce kfeil into the equation, no same time means that when I look at the gid, and Tosa is saying the gid and the kdei klipa, and I look at the other gidin, I can be matir the other gidin because they're more than 60 against the gid, correct?
And the rotev. For sure.
And the road.
For sure.
But I don't have kfeila. Now you're going to tell me.
I can have kfeila.
Okay, 1 second. I don't see kfeila in the Mishnah, but I'm saying let's go step by step. Comes along, Tosis. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Tosis comes along and he says that whenever shishim works, kfeila substitutes for shishim. So I would have said, if you want to give the kfeila a glass of rotev, and he's going to tell you that there's no time of getting the rotev shkeach, I'm going to rely on the kfeila and I'm going to drink the rotev. But as far as the gidin is concerned, the kfeila tells me absolutely nothing about the gidin. He cannot know anything about the gidin because no one can know anything about the gidin because it's gid be gid. So you can't tell me that, well, there's no time in the other gidin, there's no time of gidin usher in the other gidin. Nobody can know that. So the kfeila can't tell me that. So I would have said to you, if you want to introduce kfeila into the equation, kol hakavod v'kasha, let's introduce kfeila. Let's call him into the room. But I would limit his jurisdiction to the rotev, because what he's saying to me is meaningful as far as the rotev is concerned, but he's not telling me anything that's meaningful as far as the gidin is concerned. Am I crazy? I think you're the lone soldier here. We love lone soldiers.
No sin part by gidin. I remove the gidin Russia.
Right.
I have gidin there.
Right.
So I have somebody no sin time. I have to see whether the time of the gidin Russia is in these gidin.
So Rashi says, how do you figure that out?
Okay.
Shisha. As I say in Rashi. I didn't write the text.
I have a different concept than you do of Shisha. No same time is a reality. It's a reality. The reality is there time of the Isser in this Mutter, in this Heter? So I bring this guy in, who is a brilliant guy in taste, and he can tell me yes or no. Okay? If he's not around, or if it's mean to me, no.
Right.
Then I need another way of doing it.
Right.
Chachomim, or the Torah, whatever it is, Halacha Moshe saying it, we have it, Shishim does that. The number, it could be that 40 will do it.
But wait a second, Rabbi.
25
let me
do
stop
it.
You mid-sentence here. Don't you agree with me that Gid Begidim, forget about the rotor for a minute, is Min Bimino?
Yes. Right.
Can the Kfeila tell me anything?
No.
Lishitascha, the Tam means the reality of Tam. So the Kfeila can't tell me anything. How can the Kfeila be mocked to the Gidim?
I want to know. Wait, let me ask you.
I don't get it. You're telling me that he is reading the Mishnah and he's saying something that's simple and intuitive. I'm saying, Pumfaket, Lishitascha, Rabbi, you should be standing up and ripping this apart.
I'm asking you what the case is.
Why? Because he's saying that the Timas Kfeila is moil, is meaningful, not just with regard to the rotev, but it's going to be matter the entire tarovus, including all the gidin. Misamcha, why should I crown the kfeila with such authority that he can be matter the other gidin? The other gidin are min bimino. He can't tell me anything about the time of the gidin. The other gidin.
Please tell me what the case is. Okay, so what's in the pot? I want to know what's in the pot.
The pot?
Yeah, what's in the pot? The
pot has gidin and rotev.
I don't know what's in pot. I can tell you what's in pot is there's a big, large gas station.
The answer to the problem is that you have two different things in this pot. You have mi bimino and mi b'sheino mino. So mi b'sheino mino, the rotev.
That's kfeila is meaningful.
So the first is, but mean to meaning,
Is the kefela should be meaningless, no?
Then the kefela should be right.
And he says the whole gags of tarovus is mutter without shishim.
Wait a second.
And he's telling you even if you don't have shishim, you can eat the other gids. You don't have shishim. You've got arboim, he said. And eat the whole thing. Shkoyach. We're going to have a gidin party today based on this thing. So, Rabbi, I don't understand. Either you're telling me that he's saying a dover pashtus to the mishnah, or you're telling me the man is off his. His rocker. The man is off his pot, you know. He had too much pot, you know, in his pot.
That's what I'm asking. What's in the pot?
Is mixed up with the other stuff.
You give taste to the.
Okay, but again, are you willing to eat? You're willing to eat the gidin?
No different than.
I'm going to. I understand your distinction.
No, but I'm asking you. I'm not talking about lochel ma'aser, Rabbi. I'm just giving you. Saber tells us, you're an educator, so you know that we dramatize things. I'm asking you to dramatize the following case. There's one gid against 40 gid, okay? And now there's Rotev. I give the Rotev to Kfela, and he tells me there's no time of gid in the Rotev. Tosa says you can eat the Rotev. Fine. He says, I can eat the 40 gid. Can I invite you to eat the 40 gid? It only makes sense, Rabosa, I think, he doesn't spell this out, if you assume that kfela is an exact substitute for shishim. What do I mean it's an exact substitute for shishim? That there's a halacha, I call it a matir, that the Torah says there are two ways of being matir, this tarovis. One is called shishim, one is called kfela. And if I define the tarovis as gidin plus rotev, which is a premise that he's operating with, has to be studied, then once the chalos kfela is relevant to even a tippin thing, you know, to the rotev, then I can spread it out for the entire tarovis. The matir is chal on the cheft of the tarovis. That's a very, very abstract concept.
Rabbi, it's not
I
so
think
abstract.
That's...
Look, once you don't have any taste in the rotev, it didn't transfer into the min bimino either, and why shouldn't you botch it?
Right, but again, when we talk about min bimino, we're not talking about transfer of taste in the sense of the kfela. You know, we're talking about time as a halachic entity. Right. Again, what we're beginning to see, Rabosai, are very difficult confrontations between the mitzias of time and halach of time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even the Issa V'Heter, even the whole mechanism of the mechanics of the Issa V'Heter is also, in my humble opinion, predicated on a distinction between time, the way we understand time, and the halachic entity time. I'm going to take two things that have two different tamim, namely, Ktei Klipa of Yerech and Gid. I'm going to combine them together to be mavatil because they both share the same common shame. So again, it's not the concept of time the way we understand it and the way I understood it through my life as almost in a naive kind of way. But when you go into the depths of it, if we're going to be mati with a kfela, not only the rotev, but all the gidim which don't have shishim because kfela substitutes for shishim, then we're not talking about time the way you and I understand time. That the halacha has a universe of its own. You know, Rav Parnas in YU is famous for using the phrase the halachic universe, you know. And now but nobody knows he was the mechadish of it. But what he tried to show you is that the halach has a different reality. And I'm going to see if I can prove this to you, because I'm convinced that this is so, that the concept of tam and tam ki ikar is not physics. It's not something that you could check out in a chemical lab. Obviously, there are elements of physics here. I'm not denying it. We're going to have a whole sugya later on about the difference between kochlush and shaman, that shaman is mefafea and kochlush is not. We're going to talk about the difference between bossible lefes and bossible, you know, bebotzel or whatever it is. And the Miri here at the beginning wants to say it's two different kinds of things and everything. There are elements here that definitely are physics, but there were also halakhic entities.
He said he doesn't deal with fight with the rough pocket.
Yeah, right.
He deals with concepts. It's right. A conceptual basis.
Right. Yeah. Okay, Rabosai, I apologize about the length of the time, but you know, once I get started, it's so profound. Rabosai, I'm not sure. You know, this is an experiment. I'm not sure that we're going to do chulin on Mondays and Wednesdays. I have a tremendous, you know, urge to continue in brachas, and I don't want to upset the limited brachas of Mondays and Wednesdays that we had before. And if that be the case, one of the members of that group, and I think you may have gotten an email to this effect, is advocating from his perspective, and we want to find out if there are other people who could fit into that, he would love to have chulin at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Now I know you guys are giving up so much of your time in the mornings on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay,
so write that to me in an email if you don't mind. Oh, you did. Okay, I haven't had access to email since my... I thought, Sammy, that you were in Chutz Laaretz. I didn't realize when you came back.
I would only get 3 days on have to be talking.
Oh. But were you in Chutz Laaretz a couple of months ago or something? Or? A few months ago. Okay.
I didn't
see you, so I thought... Okay, so you're here. So for you, brachas on Monday and Wednesdays is okay.
Yeah, but
Oh, you prefer. So that's in the email.
You're in Russia and you can
throw it out.
Okay. So I just didn't have access to email. You know, I'm so so involved
in there.
Oh man, cool. And that and other things. You know.